which to us right now, his name is Justice.
That's right. That's good.
And I'd like to say to Pastor Humphrey, thank you. Thank you. Is moving. And I say that because I heard a sermon when we say our Father which art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God touched this man of God for this building to let this be the place to have the meeting. And the Grant family, the Johnson family, we say thank you. Taking place. But I give honor to our God that is called Justice. I am so glad to know that these doors are open with eyes that can see. And that goes to Minister Muhammad. I want to say from the Grant family, the Johnson family, thank you. Thank you. The Word of God tells us that we should give thanks and honor. Even in the midst of our grieving and our pain and our frustration and drinking our tears for our water, we still have good common sense to give recognition to the people that is on the move for justice. To the Allen Temple family, I'd like to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And if I'm missing any man of God, I say to you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, because I know my God to be justice, 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 justice. I thank God for this building. This is going to be in history. It's going down in history. And I have to say one more thing, not to knock anyone or to bring anything negative, but the truth, when you know it, it shall set you free. Because that's what my God, Justice, says in his word. When you know the truth just sets you free. But the Word of God says, study thyself to show thyself approved. So if you're not coming into the meetings to listen and pay attention, to be attentive to what's going on, then you're going to fall ignorant. My husband understands. And my kids play every sport, and I'm on the scene. But when that time comes, they know I'm on the move. Yeah. So it is a sacrifice. It is a sacrifice. But you know, we sacrifice right now. Just think about what's going to take place in the future, because we're not living in the plantation days no more. Rose Park decided one morning she got up.
That's right.
And she was going, no disrespect, to the white man's house. Cleaning up, cooking, pressing. And she said, not today. She took her little change, she reached in her little coin wallet, and she had it ready because she knew not today. And she dropped it in the train where the bus has a little corn slot. conclusion to say this, that everyone that is taking the time and a sacrifice to come to this place, you're telling yourself, not today. You are another Rosa Parks. You're saying, not today. So we, as the Johnson family and the Grant family, we're saying thank you that you're standing with us for justice, but to say, not today. And not tomorrow. And not for the future. And I have to say this too, because it's on my heart. All the ministers that are trying to set up meetings now. Why? Why? I have to pause on that one. They want to pick up and start meetings after a young man got murdered on the bar. Did not pick up the phone. Mm-hmm. Did not send flowers. Mm-hmm. Did not even recognize. But now they want to say, let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. You want to know why they want to talk about it? I'm going to expose them. Okay. I'm going to expose them, Pastor. Okay? And I'm going to go visit them at their ministries. Because, see, a lot of time ministers get so caught up in things that are tangible. Okay? Tangible things. They get distracted by people, places, and things. So we got pastors that say, oh, we got a group home over here. Oh, we got a men's home over here. Oh, we got this food program over here. So we don't want to rub wrong with the grand people.
the buses in Oakland gathering 8:30 a.m. in front of the mosque at 5277 Foothill, or here in Olivet, where there'll be buses coming here at 8:30 on Wednesday morning. If you're from the other areas, go to our website at caravanforjustice.com, and you can get the details as to where you can get on the bus. And we're going to close by having our pastor, Reverend Humphreys, the father of this house, to close us out with prayer.
For those that like to ride the buses, to please sign. We're going to draft somebody to make a list on your way out in the lobby. Sister Rose is going to have a pad in her hand to take the names and numbers down of those who want to catch the bus here in Oakland.
So it's been a good meeting. Let's wear our hands. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for this meeting. Thank you for our gathering here today and now as we go down from this place. Honor the sacrifice of everybody who's given up their Saturday to come to this meeting. And then we pray for success as we journey down to Sacramento on Wednesday, that you would fill up every bus and that you would give us great success as we go down to seek justice for our people. We thank you, Lord, for the Grant family. Continue to heal their hurts and give them to know that they are not walking through this process alone. We pray for our city. We pray for our elected officials. We pray for the leadership of this movement. We pray that you would do a work in our community that would amaze us in ways that we do not expect. Now give us safe passage as we go down from this place. Bring us back together again without any hurt, harm, or danger on us. And it is to that end we pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen.